I work at the Morden Centre in New Morden. As one of our line managers' meetings, our operations manager came in and said, hey, we're going to put a team in the swimathon this year. We're not just going to be a venue, we're going to participate. And I thought, oh, I can swim. I don't fancy being on a bike or running or anything like that, but I can swim. So I thought, OK, I'll have a go. I also wanted to lose some weight, so I thought, I've got to get into my swimming costume in front of my workmates. It's a leisure centre. They're a lot younger than me. They're a bit thinner than me. So I thought this would be a great incentive to lose some weight as well. So we took part in it together. There were four of us, and we did 50 lengths each. It was a great environment, great atmosphere, lots of people around, lots of music. It was lots of fun. And the day after, I thought, do you know what? I think I can do the whole thing myself, which is the whole 5K and is 200 lengths. And plenty of people have said, you're mad. You're doing what? I kept it quiet, even from my closest friends, for about 6 months until I was convinced I had a shot at doing this. And then started telling people, and the support I got was fantastic. Really, really fantastic. What I really want to get across is that I have never been sporty in my life. Spent most of my life overweight, not achieving at sports or anything. So for me, this is something that's completely the opposite to what I would think I was capable of doing. I've heard a great thing said by someone sitting right next to me, that swimming is a gift, that you get into the pool and everything else just drops away. And I love it. Doesn't matter what shape you are, what size you are, how good you are, how slow you are. My kind of buzzword is just turn up and swim. It doesn't matter what you do.
Well, now Sue's a veteran. She's been through one before. The main thing is really just relax. And that's the great thing about the water. You can really relax in it and let it take the strain. And if you think of throwing a ball, for instance, it doesn't take much to flick your wrist and throw the ball. Equally, it doesn't take much just to flick your wrist in the pool and you go forward. So you don't have to exert yourself particularly to start to move. And with Swimathon, what we've done is added an event, a lower event, as it were, a kind of entry event of 400 metres, which is not far at all. And almost anybody can swim 400 metres, and we've got a range of six challenges that go up from there to the absolutely insane one that I'm not doing, which is the triple 5K. You have to swim it three times in different venues. So it's really exciting. But what's superb is as you go down to the pool, and Sue will tell, has already said, the atmosphere, it's a local community getting behind swimming, getting behind your own challenge. And there's 600 pools all around the country doing it. So you're in amongst this massive event that in total is going to make a real difference to everybody who swims, obviously, but also the charities that are involved as well. And this year we have Marie Curie, who are just most superb charity here, helping people at end-of-life care. And they've got lots of hospices around the country, but they also have the nurses that will help people at home who want to actually spend their last days at home in the familiar thing. So they're incredible. And we also have Cancer Research UK, and we all know what superb work they do. So at the end, we will have raised way over £2 million, and all the swimmers have taken part. And over the years, our swimmers have raised now over £50 million for 33 charities. So you've done the most spectacular thing. And if you want to be a part of it, it's really easy. Just get on the internet and go to swimathon.org. And one of those 600 pools will be round the corner from you. No excuses. And I tell you what, when you finish it, what does it feel like, Sue?
It's great. Yeah, it's fantastic. And as Duncan said, it really is that easy. It's 16 lengths. Now, most people who come couple of times a week, once a week, a few times with the kids, could probably do 16 lengths. It's not a huge number. And it's not a big amount to pay to join in, to just come down and do 16 lengths and be a part of it and raise. You don't. Sponsorship is great, but you don't have to. You could just pay and that money goes towards the charity and come and be a part of it.
I'm a sprinter. I'm the taps and back. So on Saturday when I'm doing my 5,000 metres, I will be hitting a brick wall in the middle of it, I'm sure. And with swimming, like any exercise, when you go over a period of time, your body runs out of energy and it starts to have to find energy elsewhere. And that's what the wall is in running. It's 18 miles, I think. I'm no runner, so I don't. But obviously in swimming, if you go for over 2 hours, then your body's going to start saying, I need some more energy, you know, and that's where the sugary drinks come in. You know, they're not very good for you, but at that point they taste really good.
As I said, because I've never been sporty, I haven't won a gold medal or done anything like that, I've never been recognised for anything sporty. So the fact that I was pushing myself to do something outrageous for me, to then be selected as an ambassador as well, has just been a huge honour. We had a fantastic training day in January, which Duncan was there, and we got a pool session with Duncan, getting some tips. And I came back and it changed my training straight away. So that was a fantastic day. I got a new swimming costume from Zogs. I got a pair of goggles. I got a copy of Duncan's book, which was signed. And I met some awesome people. There are 12 of us or so in total, ranging from people doing several 5Ks, several triple 5Ks, to someone who only learnt to swim a couple of years ago and is doing 2.5K. There are people with physical disabilities, with challenges. There's also a 13-year-old girl who's doing the triple 5K. So there were some really, really inspiring stories, and it was great to be part of that group. We also have a WhatsApp group going, which is great because you can say, oh, I did a training day today, it wasn't great, and someone will say, no worries, it'll be better tomorrow. And now we're all starting to do our 5Ks because some of the My Swimathon 5Ks started at the weekend. People are saying, here's my medal, and you know, I've done one today, or I've got one to do this evening. And it's just been great to have that support. On the Ambassador Day, I actually said to Duncan, I said, I've become a swimming bore. My friends see me coming and think, oh, don't tell me she's going to talk about swimming again. So it's really nice to have the support of the ambassadors to chat about what you're doing and what you're up to. I mean, I learned to swim a long time ago, but when you learn to swim, you just learn to swim. I've never learnt to compete. So there were some hints and tips about push and glide, to get as far down the pool as possible before you actually have to start doing any hard work. I've not been strong on my front crawl. This time last year I could swim 40 lengths, but I was doing one length front crawl to 9 lengths breaststroke. When I went on the training day, I was probably about half and half. And with some of the tips that Duncan gave for the front crawl about where to put your arms, now I'm doing 80% front crawl, which obviously has changed my speed, and my fitness has just had a massive impact.
As a breaststroker, I feel I've been a traitor to my stroke. I've converted her to freestyle. Ugh.
No, you are able to go through different styles. For me, because I count my own lengths in my training, and I'm upwards of 100 lengths, and people say, well, how do you keep count? I'm a bit of a control freak, so I'm never going to lose count because I'm not going to do two under or two over. I do every 1 and 6 breaststroke. So it kind of gives you a break and you go, oh, the next one's breaststroke. I can look around myself a bit more. I can take a bit more time. And it also breaks it up a bit and helps me keep on track with where I'm at. And it also gives your muscles that are doing, pushing things in one direction, a bit of a break.
Well, you can do it. It's really simple. It's the 16 lengths, the smallest challenge, as it were, the easiest challenge, and on up. if you need somebody with you, then that's a good idea. If you can buddy up with somebody or have a kid swim with you or whatever it is. And we've just had super stories of one time, two parents, the parents swam 199 lengths and their five-year-old swam one length. And it was fantastic because the child, Daniel, I think his name was, felt so centred to the team. So it's a good idea to if you need somebody else to kind of jump in with, that does help. But the main thing I would say is it's normal people. They're not athletes there or anything. They're normal people doing something extraordinarily special in their lives and helping, you know, superb charities in what they're doing, and that's Marie Curie and also Cancer Research UK. So that's brilliant. And when you come to the end of the day and you finish and you touch the end, you'll have a smile from ear to ear and you'll look at your friend and go, France at last, because it will feel like you swam across the channel.